FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A three-year-old girl has died following a serious crash in Howick. Paramedics who were called to the scene on Currys Post Road last night have confirmed the child succumbed to her injuries in hospital. It's understood the little girl had been travelling with her mother and two siblings. On arrival, first responders found that bystanders had already rushed the injured to a nearby health facility. Midlands EMS spokesperson Roland Robertson says crews rushed to the hospital where they found the toddler fighting for her life on a ventilator.
Due to the critical condition of the patient, a decision was made to call an air medical helicopter to airlift the child to a level 1 trauma hospital. Two other minors involved in the accident, also found to have sustained injuries requiring specialized care, were transported to hospital. Despite all efforts of all involved and rapid intervention, it is a great sadness that we can confirm the three-year-old passed away later that evening in hospital.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli has ordered an investigation into allegations of gender-based violence that led to the resignation of his Director General. Nhlanhla Mkhize, who left the Premier's office earlier this month, says she was verbally attacked and physically intimidated by a male colleague. In a statement, she says the incident happened after she refused to sign documents that weren't properly verified. Ntuli says he was informed of the incident after Mkhize had resigned. His spokesperson, Lindelani Mbata, says while both Mkhize and the youth director have since left their positions, an internal probe is still being conducted.
The Office of the Premier is of the view that should its internal investigation be deemed insufficient or unsatisfactory, the Premier fully acknowledges the right of both the former Director General and the former Director to refer the matter to any appropriate authorities, including the South African Police Service, as the allegations of gender-based violence are of a serious nature.
And abroad, Iran's judiciary says it's executed a man found guilty of spying for Israel. It's understood the man was hanged this morning for, quote, intelligence cooperation with the Zionist regime. It's as fighting between the two countries enters its 11th day. Iran's leader has vowed to retaliate after the U.S. bombed several of its nuclear sites over the weekend. The U.K.'s Armed Forces Minister, Luke Pollard, has declined to say whether the U.K. supported the U.S. action.
But what we can say is that we were not involved in the military action that the US took, nor have we been involved in the action that the Israeli government have been taking. Our focus has been on securing a diplomatic solution.
The conflict has pushed oil prices up to their highest level since January. And finally, the Public Servants Association says it will continue to work tirelessly in demanding a public sector that is fair, efficient and accountable. It's as we today mark Public Service Day under the theme Working Together to Create Jobs and Fight Poverty. The PSA's Claude Nyker has hailed public servants as nation builders dedicated to providing service.
By strengthening public institutions and supporting those who serve, it is possible to create jobs, especially for the unemployed youth, combat poverty and build a more resourceful country. PSA calls on all South Africans to honour the contribution made by public servants and join the union of choice in demanding a public sector that works for every worker.
The top story, a three-year-old girl has died following a serious car crash in Howick. Paramedics who were called to the scene last night have confirmed the child succumbed to her injuries in hospital. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanye.